Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night,
we're fighting.
Tell me what we're trying to do.
On behalf of.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, everybody. How you doing? Hey, you know, we got lots of good information for you today. We got a lot of great things going on today. And we want you to know that we're starting our new year off right. We're starting it off in a way that you can learn something today. You can be a part of what's going on today. You can be a part of the wisdom that's going to happen today. Why are we so excited? Because earlier, we found out that we were unleashing anything that's not a promoting success, and we are increasing all those things that will promote success. Unleash for the increase, hashtag 2017 is the theme and the motto. Big ups to everybody in Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Lincoln, Omaha, Dallas, Minneapolis, and all over the country, everywhere, all over the world. I just want to say hello to you and to our producer, no other than Joanne. How you doing, Joanne?
Hello. I'm ready for the new year, personally.
Uh-huh. And so why are you ready for the new year?
Because I got some personal goals I'm trying to clean up. I'm trying to start, and one of the things I'd be able to sign up for a gym membership, which I've never dieted a day in my life, but I want to start doing at least 3 days a week.
Wow. Now, wait a minute. You said you've never dieted?
A day in my life, never.
And so that means you don't worry about what you eat?
No, I don't.
You eat whatever you want?
Sure do.
And does that cause health problems, though?
No. So far, for me, it hasn't.
Okay.
So far.
I like how you said, no, you know, I haven't. Well, I can't say that. It has caused me some health problems, and I rectified those health problems by taking lots of vitamins and nutrients. Matter of fact, I'm always running out of vitamins, you know, because I have like 15 different ones that I take.
Oh.
So I've noticed I'm always running out of something. You know, I'm always going to get something new. Like that's a never-ending cycle. It's like toilet paper. You're always going to run out of it.
Yep.
No matter how you get the big roll, the 100-pack roll, eventually you're going to run out of toilet paper because everybody is using it. Our call in number for our guest to call in is 347-215-9262. Our topic today is how to – that topic was up there. Where did it go? Okay, our topic today is – where's the topic? Oh, how to get out of holiday debt. How to get out of holiday debt. Well, first, some people, to me, I don't have any holiday debt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any, but a lot of people do. And so one of the things I've talked to about how you get out of holiday debt is you have a budget.
Yeah.
You have to have a clear budget for the holiday. I know people that don't have a budget. So there was lots of families that needed help. I couldn't help all those families. It got
mm-hmm.
to a point where I just said no. One lady said, VJ, I've seen that you're trying to help as many people as you could. I just stopped asking. I said, thank you, because I can't help everybody. We had a family in Atlanta, 5 kids, the father had been killed. Nobody was helping. They said they don't have any programs there to help people. So
Really? There's
like, they called me. We know you guys always help. Whenever we call, you help, but that meant I had to figure out who's going to help her,
mm-hmm.
get everything, something different with each kid. You know what? I just said no. I can't do everything.
Right.
So you got to figure out your budget. And number two, I think you need to be realistic.
Yeah.
You have to be realistic when you talk about.
If you can't afford it, you can't afford it.
And give them some ways they can be realistic.
Put a price on how much you want to spend. Whether it's family or no family, put a price on it, because and try not to go over that price range per person, no matter what it is. If you know you're going to only have $20, don't try to buy the person a $50 prize and then expect you to have something back for you. It doesn't work like that. Either you give because you want to give, or you don't give at all. So there's no sense I'm going to go broke because of the fact that I'm trying to help you spend some money for your holiday.
One of the other things that I think you should do is do something new. You know,
yes.
Why does everything have to be around gifts? How about doing something new? Something that doesn't require, you know, gifts. Something that just requires
time.
Making something.
That's
how about making, you know, I remember then when people would make socks for you or make a cake or,
mm-hmm.
you know, they would do something nice for you and they would make something, a gift. I mean, you're into arts and crafts.
Mm-hmm.
Give them some ideas of things that they can make.
Ladies, moms, they like bookmarkers, which is something simple. Put their birthday on it. Put a special flower on there. Put their the zodiac sign that they are. That's something simple you can do for the moms. For the dads, I like giving dads keychains. I really do. Either keychains, something simple that they can always carry around with them. So give them something with their initial grade on it. Like me and my daughter started that this year. She did it with her whole family. She got regular glasses out of the Dollar Tree store, and then she engraved calligraphed the initial.
What's that word? What did you just say?
Calligraph.
Calidia.
It's where Italian writing.
Is that called Calidia? Is that what it is?
You know what it is.
No, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out. I'm giving you our
It's Italian writing where you just fancy word writing words.
Great. Oh, that's great.
And they
great.
Put the initials on the glasses.
Oh, that's great. Come on in, sir. Come on in. Have a seat right here. You know, we're just talking about the holiday and you know, in the holiday season, what a lot of people do is they get frustrated because January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, November, they had 10 months to prepare, but they didn't. And so what they did was when December 1st came, they got frustrated like, man, Christmas coming, man. What I'm going to do for Christmas? I got to get my grind on. Somebody going to do without. I'm going to break in the house. You know, whatever got to happen, I'm getting ready to do it. My babies are going to be without. They'll be talking about, I want baby crack me up and baby launch me off and baby, you know, and I want the X5G game. I want all this. And they about to get it.
Right.
But the problem was is that you had January, like right now. Everybody's got right now to start working on. You know, I went to the store, man, and for $2, I got a very elegant cheese cutting board with all accessories for $2. And I was like, that would have been a great gift. And what I used to do was I would buy all that stuff up after each holiday, after Valentine's Day, after Christmas, after Thanksgiving. I would buy all this cheap stuff up, put it in a closet, wrap it, and name it. Well, I got frustrated because other people wouldn't get behind that. And I was doing it alone, so I just stopped doing it. But every year, all I did was wrap and give. It
right.
was, you know, I didn't care if you didn't like it. Wrap and give.
Yeah.
You got something
right.
for me.
Right.
So give us some tips on how to keep people from going in holiday debt and how to keep people more prepared. And introduce yourself, sir.
Yeah, I'm Dino from HAP Customs. We print T-shirts, you know, and more. Also known as Dion. That's my name. And we're just... you know, a company that here to support the community, and that's just one of our primary products is printing. So
how do you give some advice to people about holiday debt?
My advice would be to just not take it too far, and don't, you know, be so serious about spending your money like that, because it's really not that serious. It's all about coming together. So focus on the most important part instead of spending money. It's not about that for me. If you usually focus on the most important pieces, the other stuff falls into place. So that's the way I see it. It's deeper for me.
Well, that's good. We're going to go right to the lines. We're going to like to Las Vegas, Nevada, and talk to Mama Treese and find out her thoughts about this holiday debt, advice we give to people, because I'm going to guarantee you Credit cards have been maxed out.
Nope.
It happens every December.
Nope.
You max it out in December, and then you pay every month the minimum, and then you max it out again in December, and you pay the minimum, so you never really pay it off, and you make money for the credit company. Mama Trees, Las Vegas, Nevada, how you doing? Let's talk about some advice you give to people about this holiday debt, and they keep doing it, and they, you know, give some advice.
You know what? That is, it sounds so crazy, but it has really happened to a lot of families. And I just don't believe it. You know, a lot of people, they do that, but then they know that income tax season is right around the corner. They'll make it up then and pay some of them credit cards down. But I think it's real sad because, this year, 2017, people act like this was just so brand new. So brand new. I mean, when I had got on Facebook and I'm seeing all this brand new thinking, they didn't love on 2016 like they loving on 2017. I mean, it's just really crazy, but I just know we all have to eat tomorrow. We all need our lights, and the children, they need the lights and they need to eat. You all think about the decisions that you're making and know that it can affect not just one, but the whole unit, family unit. Not good.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. I think you're absolutely positively right. We're going to come back to you. We got folks on the line. Listen, you just press 1. If you press 1, I know that you're ready to talk. I see we've got folks on the line, but you have not pressed 1. You press that 1, that puts a little code up there. Otherwise, I know you want to listen. So I just want to let you know. Tell everybody, you know, get on your phones. Send the word out that we're on Blog Talk Radio. The caller number is 347-215-9262. We're going to go right to our guest here. And we want to talk about entrepreneurship and what that means for you the holiday season. Is it better as a black entrepreneur? Does your business increase? Do you see the increase? Are people buying more gifts from you? Are you seeing an increase in that arena?
Yes, I do, because it's a customized deal where people want to do something different these days. Going out and buying toys and just picking stuff up that you see is often cool, but a lot of people that come to me come specifically for niche products where they really want to bless their family member with something that's going to last for a lifetime. So we do see an increase in the holiday season because we do more of an exclusive, one-of-a-kind piece over at the shop. And, it definitely is something that's special for people. So we do see an increase.
Now, I understand you have a recording studio also.
We do.
Let's talk a little bit about that, and what do you do at your recording studio?
Well, right now our focus is to enhance the youth, to give them an opportunity to grow with the understanding that rap is more so, is bigger than just making music and noise. There's business behind it. A lot of people that are older, the teenagers, they already have a focus because they're adopting the focus of the industry. And so we like to deal with the youth because they're more influential. We can give them more of a solid understanding from business instead of it just being about having fun. So I like focusing on that. And we partner with the UCHARCH, the youth ambassador group, the kids.
So you're the Southside Coalition.
Right, absolutely.
Right. That's right.
Right, right.
It's called
Play. Right. You know, it's just not beginning. We're working in the end. And right now we're looking forward to being able to give them the full package. I don't just want to open up a studio and let anybody and everybody come in. If you look at the professionals, they don't just let you walk into their studio and record. You have to know somebody, and that's how we want to do it as well, from the ground up.
Well, we got another caller in on 6022. We're going to check in and see if we got any questions or comments. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. So good to have you here all across the nation. Mad Dads, welcome. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on board here.
Well, good to have you. Sunny California it is. Is this sunny California?
Yes, it's
okay,
sunny California.
All right,
cloudy,
all right.
Though,
well, so
yeah, but.
Okay. Question or comment?
So you're talking about entrepreneurship, is that correct?
We were talking. Yes, we are. We're talking about entrepreneurship. We're talking about how to get you out of holiday debt, and we're talking about either one of those subjects. We kind of got a dual subject because we got a guest here with a recording studio, also a T-shirt shop, and doing some exclusive stuff. So you chime in either way you want to come in.
Okay. So regarding entrepreneurship, I think that is the greatest way for anybody to gain wealth and financial independence. Just to make sure that they are doing and putting everything in place that they need to as far as business plan, all of that, and to really check the market. I know people are saying, you know, 2017, this is the year, you know, and I was listening to the lady that was talking about, you know, debt and all that, and people were saying about, you know, so excited for 2017. I personally believe that I don't care what year it is, entrepreneurship is the way to go. It really is. I myself am an entrepreneur. My children, my ex-husband and I, we raised them to be entrepreneurs, and so they are entrepreneurs as well. And even though things may not work out the way you expect for them to as far as your business, or it may go slow, or it may go under, just don't give up. That's one thing I can say about Donald Trump. He just did not give up. I can say that about, you know, you look at P. Diddy and some of the other famous people that are entrepreneurs, but also some of our local people who are entrepreneurs who, you know, fell down, but they got back up. So don't give up. That's what I can say to people. Do not give up. Keep going, keep going, keep going, because God rewards a diligent worker, a diligent person who seeks him. God teaches us about entrepreneurship. He teaches us about wisdom. He gives us the mindset to gain wealth, all of that. That comes from God first. So if entrepreneurship is the way that a person wants to go, me personally, I will never, ever discourage a person from doing that. A lot of people do that. They'll discourage people from going into business for themselves simply because they may want to and cannot.
That makes a lot of sense. You know, give us some quick holiday, out-of-debt holiday tips.
Write down all of your debt. And write down not just your monthly payments, but also your the balances, and create a plan on how to take care of those balances to get out of debt. And then find out, dig deep within yourself to figure out why you keep repeating the same cycle over and over and over again. I'm not just throwing out generational curse just because that's a buzzword or whatever, but it definitely could come from a person's upbringing. Or it could come from a person trying to keep up with the Joneses. Moms, parents sometimes feel guilty, so they'll buy for their kids because they were not there for them. They'll go into deep debt because of that. People are still into the commercialization of Christmas. That is not what Christmas is all about. You should not be taking your income taxes to pay off your debt. That's not getting out of debt. That's just repeating the vicious cycle all over again. And you really need to sit still and think deeply about why you are in debt. And again, if it's a psychological problem and you don't know how to figure out how to get out of debt or where this is coming from, the root of it, then you need to seek help. Maybe go to a financial planner, and they're not all costly. You can go to the Lutheran Social Services based on your income. They have qualified, trained financial people there to help you and show you how to get out of debt. Because it's time for, especially us Black people, our people, to be able to live debt-free and to figure out why in the heck are we still in debt? Well, you all are still in debt. I'm not in debt. I kid you not. I worked, and I don't believe in debt because, first of all, I do stand with the Word of God about debt. We should be lenders and not borrowers. And then my parents were not debt seekers and debt traders and debt hoarders either. So they paid for cash. And so we look at our ancestry, too. Our ancestors did not and were not in debt. They saved their money. They paid cash for everything because, one, they couldn't trust. The other thing, you know, the people, the powers that be were not going to give them debt. And if they did, then they were enslaved to them. So think about it in that matter, and I'll leave with that.
Well, thank you very much. That's some great stuff. I appreciate it. Now, listen, here's one of the things that I know for a fact, that I go into the bank and I make my bankers talk to me. I make the whole bank talk to me. How y'all doing? What's up? Folks been behind the counter. When they see me coming, sometimes some of the guys will close their door because they know I'm coming. Like, you know, they here you come. But that's all right, because when I'm coming to talk to my bankers. I want to know what's going on. What's the latest product? What's the latest service? What are you offering? I want to go Facebook Live. Like, I went Facebook Live with my bank and said, come on down. We're going to help you build your credit. Like, we don't know if we can do that yet. Well, I'm doing it. Right. I'm at the bank. Can somebody else come down and do it? It's like, wow, we got to go corporate with that. So I make the bank recognize me. I make the bank understand that I am a part of this community. And I think a lot of people just go in the bank, cash their check, don't say anything. When you have a business, I have a business, so I have to have somebody that respects my business. So when I have an event and I ask the banker, can you, and they, no, but then you sponsor all these other things, I have a problem with my bank.
Right.
If I don't make that known, then the bank will never know, but I have to let them know I have a problem with my bank if they don't respect me. So let's go back to the youth and what we're doing to the youth over there and your business, and let's talk about a gang issue, because you're out there, you're talking to these guys. What's the real problem, and how do we really solve our gang issue?
Well, what it is, I noticed, is that when young kids join gangs, they are usually kids that are in homes that are broken, single parents, and, you know, they go and follow other kids that are out there. And what happens is they don't have any guidance. And these young men out there in the streets will give them guidance because they have finances through running the streets, robbing, stealing drugs, all this type of stuff. And these kids find it to be a brotherhood. And so everybody knows that in time, you know, you lose people cross you, and you go to jail. And so after you go to jail, what happens is these guys come out of jail and they don't have any type of communication to the young men. And there's a gap right there. And that's what I notice when I talk to cats that come out of jail. And they say, I say, so you figured it out. You're ducking and hiding the block. Why don't you tell these young men what's going on? And the first thing they say is because they're not going to listen. And that's where the gap, that's what the problem is with the gangbanging. We don't have anybody in leadership in that arena telling the young men, hey, you can't do that or you shouldn't do that, because they're afraid of them. And they're thinking that they're going to bust their heads because they have no respect. And it's bigger than that. Because what these young men really looking for you to tell them what should they be doing. They're like, okay, well, you're telling me not to do this, but what's the direction? And there is no direction, because these older guys are still looking for it for themselves. So that's where the gap, that's where the problems lie. That's what I noticed. And so I just figure they just need to communicate, man, and try to find a way to go ahead and give back in that way, to be able to speak to these young men and say something, coach them, you know. But most of the time the resources are limited, and these men, they don't have it. So I think that when we talk about organizations and different things and grant money, we got to find a way to get these men in a position of power. They don't have any power and financial leadership, money. Mm-hmm. These kids, like, if you're going to take something from me, if you're telling me not to sell dope and you're telling me to get off the block with my homies, what you going to give me? Well, right. I figure entrepreneurship. I mean, that's one of the things that I show them the way, and there's not enough of that out there. So that's what I think.
So how do we get between, okay, so you're selling dope, you're making money, you got four cell phones, you got two rides, you got an apartment with Linda, you got an apartment with Susan, and you're a baller, you're a shot baller. You got folks up under you on the next level under you that you deliver packages to. They put in work for you, and you've been shot at a few times. So now you realize that you're a marked man. And so you come to brothers like me and say, man, I'm ready to stop, but how do I keep everything? It's not possible.
It's not.
It's not going to happen. You're not going to keep your apartments. You're not going to keep all the stuff you have. You're not going to be able to maintain all the things that you have on you. You can't do that. You can't stop selling dope and then go to a brother in the community and say, show me how to do this. You run into this all the time, Dino, where you see guys saying, hey, man, I'm getting tired of doing this. They coming in, they buying shirts from you, they getting exclusive wear, they got the gear, but they tired.
Right.
They worn out. But they don't see how to keep everything they got, and they clout and their pride and go to a job. They don't see it happening. So they stay until they either get locked up or shot.
Right.
Right. How many times have you seen that?
That's all the time. I talk to guys that are weary every day, that are ready to quit. In silence, it's just me and them, and they often, they're crying out, pointing hearts out, telling me how they want to do something different. They want to start a business. They want something like I got. And what they don't understand is that it requires sacrifice. You literally got to get naked in this game. You got to let all of that go. That whole pride thing. That's
so you had to do that, right?
Yeah. I mean,
when did you start your business?
I started my business in 2010.
With how much money?
I was working a job. I worked at Comcast for 5 years. So I had some money. I saved my money. I'm a saver. And so I invested into, my shop. It wasn't a T-shirt shop to start. It was I was buying and selling hip-hop clothes. But at that time, it was just me trying to transition myself to a better position because I got children I want to pass something down to.
Well, let me go. I liked it. I'm going to come back to you because you got a recording studio. You got kids. We got some kids coming in there. You got some other youth that are coming in there recording. And we got on the line, we got the Money Team on the line. So we got to plug into you to the Money Team.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Money Team can possibly listen to some of your tracks and say, hey, we got some talent in Minnesota. And so we're going to go back to the Money Team. Money Team, what do you think about this? We got a young man recording studio working with young people. Give some advice on how, if he wanted to get plugged into the Money Team, what should he do?
What can he do if he want to get plugged in the Money Team? I really can't say. Right now, I'm walking in the next room. I have our beat guy. The Money Team has their own personal beat guy, and he just flew here from St. Louis, and he has a studio in St. Louis. And he has a fly back and forth. He's the cause of the good music that they do. And ask him that question.
Okay.
Hey,
great. Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. Blessed beyond belief.
Hey, we got young talent here in Minnesota. We got a recording studio. I got an entrepreneur here with us. T-shirt shop and a recording studio. He just wants to know, what's the best way to get plugged in when you got guys, you got young talent? How do we get those people to you so you can listen to them and say, hey, man, that'd be great, but if I had this beat, that'd even be better. To that sound, to that voice, this beat would be better than that. How do you do that kind of stuff? Give us some advice.
Well, definitely, if you want to send what are you saying, like, as far as, like, sending beats to me and just content, period, where can I?
Tell them the story how when you got your first money from Floyd, how it felt.
Oh, it was wonderful. Like, I was jumping up and down for real. And the crazy thing about it is that, like, the people that was around me thought that I was going to take the capital and just blow it, like, on clothes and jewelry and things of that nature, stuff that wasn't going to do nothing for my future. You know, and what I done was I thought, like, hey, what can I invest in that's going to keep a positive cash flow in my pocket for the days to come? Because I honestly didn't know, like, how long it's going to take for me to make another $10,000. So what I did was I put my money into it and got me a recording studio, opened it up, and now it's actually running. I got over 100 customers, and it's definitely generating a lot of cash flow. Projected to make $10,000 every 100 days. So.
And to be on the Money Team, you have to be unique. You have to be blessed.
You have
to be guided with the hands of God, because the Money Team is a family. And it's a lot of outsiders that said that they're the money team, and they are, but they're on the outside. And those words came out of Floyd's mouth. And to be a part of the family is to be a artist, to have a get up and go about yourself. And when I say that, everybody works. Everybody has a lane to stay in. And one thing that the money team don't do, they don't do no domestics. Ain't no domestics. It's all love. We get together and do big events, skating every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Is skating.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
so
family oriented.
Yes,
you know?
It's a must. Or Floyd is not going to have it. And I'm just happy to be a part of it. I'm a part of two teams, two godly teams, and that's the Mad Dad and also the money team. And I'm telling you, it's just a blessing.
Mm-hmm. But,
hey, man, we want. Yes, sir, go ahead.
No, I actually was going to say, like, you know, to, like, I'm not sure if we really hit that point of the question that you addressed at the beginning.
But you know, let me share this, though. What you did say made a lot of sense. We ran out of time. I am so happy and proud to have you on. Can we get you back on again?
Oh, yeah. Anytime.
We'd love to have you. You know, we're on every Tuesday. We're gonna close that. I think everything you brought, Mama Tree, thank you so much. Brother, my brother, thank you very much. What is your name again, sir?
I'm 101.
Buck 50, baby.
101. I like that in you. I'm excited. That's 101. Hey, we're going to go back to California. We just left Vegas. We're going to get some last comments from her, and then we're going to ask Mama Treese to come back with some last comments, and my special guest giving some last comments, and we're going to shut down because we got to go. We went over time. Yes, ma'am. Give us some final comments before you go.
For everybody, just be encouraged and keep the faith, be strong, and stay focused. That's the most important. Stay focused and help somebody. Always help your fellow man, sister, brother. I love you all from Southern California, and you get a chance, come out here and get some of this sunshine because I hear Minnesota is cold. I'm back there on Thursday. I'm walking right into that cold weather, but that's okay. I got some work to do, and I'm ready and focused, not just in 2017, always have been. Everybody be blessed. Thank you, my brother and sister.
I appreciate that. Make sure you bring some long underwear because we sure got something for you. When you get here on Thursday, it's going to be about 20 degrees. They say it's going to cool out for you. Mama Treats, give us some final thoughts.
New year, new you. What a difference a day makes. Just 24 little hours. Make a difference every day, not just because it's 2017. Every day. I'm around working people, business people. I've been around business people all my life, even when I was there, the Spike Moss. And I just believe just the New Year's thing is get up. Get up or cut out. That's all. Cut it off. If it
Thank
don't
you very
work,
much, Mom,
cut it off.
Thank you very much, Mom Teresa. I appreciate that. Now we're going to go back to our in-house guest. Sir, final thoughts about whatever you want to say.
Well, I just think that if anybody is out there that is thinking about being an entrepreneur or trying, I say don't try it, do it. Climb the building, and if you think you want to climb down, no, don't climb down. Jump off the building and take a chance. Keep it real and righteous and hater-proof. Stay hater-proof.
Right. How do they get in touch with you?
You can hit me up at on Facebook. My name is Deion Loveless on Facebook. That's Deion. LoveLess. You can also email me at haterproofinc@gmail.com. That's haterproofinc@gmail.com. Or you can call me at 612-481-3932. And my name is Dino by design.
On behalf of Mad Dance, Joanne, our producer, my Dino, my guest, and also everybody from sunny California and Las Vegas and all over the country, Mad Dance loves you and ain't nothing you can do about it but love us back.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Man, it gets destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love on the...